रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 64 द मंकीज मीट सुग्रीवा। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। दस ऑर्डर्ड बाय सुग्रीवा Dadimukha and his men saluted most joyfully Rama, Lakshmana and their king, and coursing through the sky with the speed of thought, landed in the honey grove. There they beheld the monkeys slowly throwing off their intoxication. They had digested the honey and were throwing streams of urine all about. Dadimukha went up to them all respectfully and addressed himself to Angada in pleasing accents. My dear boy, I pray you forgive my gods who through anger and ignorance try to keep you back. You are our lord, our heir apparent. You are mightier than the mighty. I pray you once more to forgive the offense committed by these out of sheer ignorance. I see no blame to lay upon you. I just now took word to your uncle that you and your followers were here. He showed not the slightest displeasure at the report of your coming here, at your forcing your way into this honey grove, and of your making free with it. Nay, strangely enough, the news gladdened him mightily. He passed this order to me. Dispatch to me in no time the monkeys now in your grove. The sweet words of Dadimukha put joy and courage into the hearts of Angada, who addressed himself to his followers and said, Bravest of monkeys, I take it that the Lord Rama has word of our doings here. So it becomes us not to delay here, now that we have accomplished our purpose and carried out their orders. Our friends have drunk their fill of honey and rested themselves for a while. So what yet remains for us but to seek the presence of our masters? But I abide by your counsel. It pleases me to carry out your united purpose. Though I am your heir apparent, it is not in my heart to order you. You have crowned your efforts with success, and it behooves me not to treat you with disrespect. So we stay here or go forward as you decide. Thereat the monkeys shouted themselves hoarse with joy and cried, Lord and Master, we may go far and see none that could take his place by your side. And you, our prince and the lord of countless myriads of monkeys, speaking to us so humbly, so kindly, these words befit you and no other. Men as a rule grow tall with pride of power and wealth and spread themselves over the world, leaving no place for any other. This lowliness of heart that graces you now is but an index of your future greatness and glory. We are ready to proceed to the presence of His Majesty Sugriva, but it is not in us to move a finger without your orders. Nay, this is no courteous flattery, but solid truth. And Angada approved their decision. Then the monkeys sprang into the air, crying, Let us start! And like blocks of stone shot out from huge catapults, they hit the skies and followed Angada, roaring on the way like huge cloud banks lashed with storms. Meanwhile, the slight delay that ensued brought back grief to the bright eyes of Rama. Sugriva noticed it and cried, Raghuvira, may everything good and great be with you. Calm your troubled heart. Doubt it not that the Lady Sita has been seen. My monkeys dare not return long after the limit I set them. Know ye not that Angada, my son and heir apparent, and no mean warrior himself, will not come back to us unless his mission is successfully carried out? Had they destroyed the honey grove after a vain quest, Angada would tremble in his skin and be pale with fear. It was given to my father by Lord Brahma, and he and Vali have guarded it most carefully. And would anyone dare to lay violent hands upon it? Rama, Sita has been found. It is now that the name Rama befits you, he that brings delight and joy to the hearts of all creation. Care and anxiety have slipped away from you like a dark cloak. And joy and delight boundless have taken their place. Sita has been found, and your life breaths are now past danger. It is only now and on this day that I can say without the slightest fear of contradiction that the Lady Kaushalya gave birth to a most excellent son. It is only today that all the tapas, the vows and penances and rites that you have observed till now have borne golden fruit. Grieve not, my dear Lord. I say again, my men have come at Lady Sita, and it is Hanuman that has done so, and I see none other that could have done it. Light and heat and life are by nature inherent in the sun and know no bounds. Even so, success, intelligence, energy and valor find their place in Hanuman most brightly. How could it be otherwise than a perfect success when Jambavan is there to counsel and Angada is there to lead? And hence, you may take it that the dearest wishes of your heart are crowned with success, for your might and valor know no bounds. You have chosen a most unlikely time to give expression to your grief. By that time, the monkeys that were dispatched to the south drew near. They were all tall with pride since their Hanuman had come at the Lady Sita, and they roared as they came as if announcing the success of the mission. Then Sugriva was beside himself with joy. His hair stood on end and he waved aloft his mighty tail. Then the monkey heroes led by Angada and Hanuman came there, all eager to bless themselves with the sight of Rama. They clean forgot themselves in their joy and alighted upon the earth right before Sugriva, Rama and Lakshmana. Then Hanuman laid himself at the feet of his king, Rama and Lakshmana, and addressed himself to Raghava. Lord, Drishta Sita! Lord, I have seen Sita. No danger threatens her. Her wifely loyalty shines brighter than ever. Now assured of the success of their wishes, Sugriva and Lakshmana looked long and fondly at Hanuman that stood before them. But no word could describe the joy that rose in the heart of Raghuvira. Mangalam Koshlendrayam Bhagini Gunapde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.